So final question. You mentioned earlier with one of the patients you presented the issue of pulmonary toxicity in patients on checkpoint inhibitors. And I think the case you were talking about, you weren't sure the patient got chemo as well as checkpoint inhibitor. Can you talk a little bit about how you approach the patient with pulmonary problems who's on maybe not just the checkpoint inhibitor, maybe with chemo, and then, maybe the history of chronic lung disease on top of that, how you sort of sort that out clinically?
That's a really great question. I think about grading. We have to learn our grading, right? Grade one pulmonary toxicity is scans only, no symptoms, right? If the radiologist says, worried about pneumonitis and the patient feels great, watch it, continue treating, right? We should not let grade one pulmonary toxicity divert us from effective therapy. Grade two is when they start to get symptoms, okay? They're having a cough. Oh, yeah, by the way, I am developing more cough. So I just had a patient like this who was doing great on chemo pembro, was in maintenance phase on pemetrexed with pembrolizumab. And the radiologist was like, this scan's not looking normal. And the patient's like, well, yeah, I have had more cough over the past 3 weeks. I said, all right, time out. Like, this is the beginning of something. And this could get bad if we don't make a move. So I stopped the pembrolizumab. I continued the pemetrexed, the chemo was fine, and I added steroids. And when you look, there was a great review in the JCO about this recently by Julie Brommer. I mean, the regimen, it's a very real, high dose of steroids, 60 milligrams a day or more, and you give it over a long taper. You really want to turn that off and taper them off steroids over a cover of several weeks. And what you're trying to do is prevent that grade two from becoming grade three, grade four, serious, hospitalized, very sick, right? If it gets to grade three or grade four, they're in the hospital, they're hypoxic, that's when you start worrying you're never going to retreat them. And by not retreating them, you might withdraw the ability for them to ever get the benefit from that. In the grade four, sick patient, ICU, I've seen that, a serious toxicity from IO, they never see IO again. The grade three, where they're sort of hospitalized but manageable, you get them on steroids, you get them better again, maybe you can reintroduce it, but it's definitely a conversation to have with the whole team and make sure the patient knows that this can happen again.
It's funny you're mentioning Julie Brammer's paper. Imagine if I told you 3 years ago there'd be a 70-page article on the toxicity of the immunotherapy.
I mean, I've pulled that up and looked through those tables so many times since then. We just launched our own inpatient service at the Brigham to manage immunotherapy toxicity. Like,
Wow.
this is a big deal, and you got to get it right. But we can get it right. And through getting it right, we can help patients benefit.